From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Regulators in California are ordering Pacific Gas and Electric to inspect the utility's entire natural gas system with special attention to high-pressure lines, such as the one that exploded last week in San Bruno, killing at least four people and destroying more than three dozen homes. Jeff Smith, a spokesman for PG&E, says the utility will comply.
We're working with local officials to ensure that the situation is safe.
A 28-foot section of ruptured pipeline is being sent to Washington for analysis by the National Transportation Safety Board. A new wildfire in Colorado, not far from the one that has destroyed 166 homes, has firefighters working on two fronts there. The latest blaze near Loveland is already prompting evacuations. Kirk Sigler of member station KUNC says crews are now shifting from the earlier fire near Boulder to battle the new blaze.
The good news for firefighters in this new blaze is that air tanks, tankers, choppers, and scores of other resources are already stationed just 35 miles to the south at the Four Mile Canyon fire near Boulder. So crews are hoping to get the upper hand on the new so-called Reservoir Road fire outside of the city of Loveland, but they've been up against gusty winds and dry fuels. It's similar rugged terrain as the Boulder blaze, but with fewer homes in the area. Resources were pulled off the Boulder fire and sent to Loveland Sunday, just as crews there were nearing containment and hundreds of displaced homeowners were being allowed to return. Firefighters on both blazes will be up against the weather again today. The mercury is supposed to hover around 90 degrees with no rain in sight. For NPR News, I'm Kirk Sigler in Denver.
Israel's prime minister is indicating he may be willing to limit, but not completely stop, construction of settlements in the West Bank when a partial moratorium expires later this month. NPR's Deborah Amos reports from Jerusalem the issue will be the focus of talks when Palestinians and Israelis meet this week for renewed U.S.-mediated negotiations.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's hardline coalition partners insist he end the building ban, but the Palestinians say they'll walk out of the peace talks if the ban is lifted. Netanyahu sent signals in meetings over the weekend that the building ban will be partially lifted. It won't be zero, he's quoted as saying to Western diplomats, but the tens of thousands of settlement homes in the pipeline will not be built. These are the first outlines of Netanyahu's position on an issue that threatens to halt the U.S. brokered talks. Deborah Amos, NPR News, Jerusalem.
Members of Congress are returning to Washington this week for a final pre-election session. They'll be dealing with the question of whether and to what extent to extend tax cuts enacted in the George W. Bush administration. Republicans want all of them extended. President Obama wants to extend only the tax cuts applying to couples making less than $250,000 a year or individuals making less than $200,000. The House GOP leader says he may not oppose that limited extension. This is NPR News from Washington. The president of the Democratic Republic of Congo has ordered the indefinite suspension of mining in three provinces in the volatile eastern part of that country. NPR's Ophevia Quist-Darkton reports the conflict in eastern Congo has been bankrolled by profits from illegal mining.
Congo's president Joseph Kabila says the mining suspension is to root out what he calls mafia groups. It's not immediately clear how the government intends to police the ban in eastern Congo, which includes areas disputed by the Congolese army, Rwandan Hutu rebels, and a myriad of other militia groups. They all profit from illicit mining. The illegal trade in cassiterite, tin ore, and other minerals has prolonged the fighting in the troubled East. In July, the U.S. passed a law requiring American companies who buy tin ore, gold, and coltan used to manufacture cell phones and laptops from Congo and its neighbors to certify their imports are not conflict minerals mined by any of the armed groups. Ophelia Quist-Darkton, NPR News, Dakar.
Financial regulators from around the world meeting in Switzerland have agreed to require major banks to hold high-quality capital totaling 7% of their riskier assets. That's more than triple the previous figure. Economist Peter Marici with the University of Maryland is hailing the move.
These capital requirements, long overdue. There'll still be plenty of credit to go around. I expect that institutions, big corporations, will be borrowing directly from bondholders. Investment banks will channel that. The bond market will be where most of the action is.
Marici says banks in Europe, including Spain and Germany, will need to raise capital to meet the new requirements. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.
Support for